Hey there, welcome back to the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. I was just cutting up some strawberries that I bought at the market yesterday for lunch, and I had this crazy flashback to a relationship that I had back in 2019. And I thought this would be such a great story to share with you guys today because it clearly demonstrates why it's so incredibly important to know your values when it comes to what's important to you, so you can look for a partner that's in alignment with those values. Because if you date someone who doesn't have the same values as you do, you're going to be constantly disappointed in them and the relationship. And you could even find yourself getting stuck in a victim mindset. You could feel like you're asking too much of the people around you. And you could end up going into like nagging mode. Then they feel like more like they're your son rather than a partner. And you could just end up feeling really unseen, unheard, and lonely in the relationship. So here's the story. Back in 2019, I had just started my digital marketing journey. I had a podcast that I was running called The Resale Revolution, and I was creating a course called the Cash to Clutter Academy. And I had my own vintage resale store and my own real estate, and I was living in the backside of this apartment in a tiny, or the backside of this building in this tiny 300 square foot studio apartment that my mom had helped me remodel into a living space. But my boyfriend at the time was living with me in this 300 square foot space. And he would go to his parents' house and work. I use the little air quotes, work. He wasn't making any money, but he would go work there and hang out there all day. And then he'd come back at like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, something like that. Well, what I was doing was I was running my vintage store all day. And then when I closed the store at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, I don't remember which it was, I would then record a podcast for the day talking about something I learned in the store, something selling vintage items, and I'd publish that. But because he was coming home, I didn't have a space to record this. So I'd end up doing it in my, where I do my transactions, the point of sale. I would end up doing it there. But the problem with that is that the sound acoustics weren't the greatest, and I'd have to like bring my computer from the office in there. And so I was like, hey, I should build like a little office space in the back storeroom. And my boyfriend at the time was a carpenter. He was a handyman. So he knew framing, he knew drywall, he was a very talented at doing tile work. He had a lot of talents, he was just really bad with making money. And he was like, yeah, I'll frame you up an office and we'll design it and I'll like do all this stuff for you. And I was like, oh my gosh, fabulous. And so he started doing it, but it was very slow going. Like, it was taking so long. He was so slow at doing it, but it was fine. It was getting done. Then I went away to a marketing event in California. I think this was late September of 2019. And he said, yeah, I'm going to finish framing it and doing the electrical while you're gone. And I was like, oh my gosh, that would be so amazing. And I was so excited to come back because I was so excited to see the office space done. Like, I was so excited. And I was like, I'm not going to nag him. He said he's going to do it. Like, I'm just going to trust that he's actually going to do it while I'm gone. So when I got back and I walk in, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I was so excited to see this office space done. And I walk in, and nothing had been done. Absolutely nothing had been done. And it was almost like a betrayal of my trust because I had trusted his word. And then you're put in a place of like, okay, well, maybe I was asking too much of him. Maybe I misunderstood what he said. Maybe something came up that you couldn't talk to me about yet. And so when I was like, oh, I thought you were going to finish this while I was gone. And then the excuses came. It was like, oh, well, I didn't have time. And like, oh, I thought I'd just do this next weekend. And then I realized that it wasn't near as important to him as it was to me. And in a healthy relationship, partners will do things for you because they know how important it is to you. And this space was so important to me, and it meant so much to me that he was working on it. When then he didn't do it, I was just like utterly crushed, so disappointed. And I don't know why that memory came back to me today, but I was thinking about it, and now I know that there were even other moments in our relationship where he said he was going to do something and he never did it. So those little tiny stabs at your trust are what eventually build up resentment and kill the intimacy in the relationship, because there's no trust, right? A healthy relationship needs trust, it needs communication, and it needs respect. And so if the trust starts going, the communication goes, and then the respect is gone. And that is basically what happened to that relationship. It was just most relationships aren't a death by one big blow. It's a death by a thousand tiny little cuts. So whether you are me in this story or whether you tend to be my ex-boyfriend in this story, really watch yourself, because if you are somebody whose value is always doing what they say they're gonna do, you have to have a partner who also always says what they're, or always, if you're somebody who values always doing what you say you're gonna do, you need a partner who's also going to always do what they say they're gonna do. But if you are somebody who is really bad about doing what you say you're gonna do and you constantly break problems to yourself, you are going to be the person receiving the pushback from your partner, because they're like, hey, you said you were going to do this and you're not doing it. You're not doing it for yourself. You're not doing the things you say you should be doing for yourself. And you're not doing the things that you say you're going to be doing for me or the relationship either. So this is something really important, is one, know your values, two, be able to live in alignment with those values, and also be somebody who always does what they say they're going to do, because it is ultimately going to really harm your relationship if you're living out of alignment with this basic, like, common human decency or value that we should all be living in alignment with. So anyway, I hope this story resonated with you. It's something that I think back on time to time, and apparently the universe brought me this story into my brain right before I'm making my podcast today, so I needed to share it with you guys. And I'm really, really excited. I have to talk about this really quick, because I have been working behind the scenes for a long time now, like literally months on this concept, and I finally have put it out into the world. And it is called Let the Masculine Lead Challenge. It's the Let the Masculine Lead Challenge, and it is a 5-day like workshop that's about half an hour to an hour every day. And we're going to be going through all of the most important life lessons that I've learned on my journey through healing my anxious attachment style and finding my way to be able to attract and maintain aligned love. And so that's going to be available at feminineenergychallenge.com. It starts September 18th and runs through the 22nd. Each day, the lessons are going to be at 11 a.m. Central Time. This is meant for all of my ambitious entrepreneur and business owner ladies. Anyone who considers themselves to be ambitious, successful, or independent, this is going to be for you. And it's absolutely free. It's absolutely free. It's basically just throwing all of my love into the world and all of the life lessons into the world. And of course, at the end, I am going to be offering a special on my one-on-one coaching. And yeah, I'm finally putting this all out into the world. I'm really excited for it. So I hope you can join us. And again, that's going to be the September 18th through the 22nd. So coming up in like a little over a week now. So with that, I hope you'll join me, feminineenergychallenge.com, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.